Which moments determine the outcome of today's game? We'll paint you a picture with our game highlights on the Padres Radio Network.
Our starting pitching matchup for the second game of today's doubleheader, Christopher Sanchez on the mound for the Phillies, Dylan Cease on the mound for the Padres. Both guys were good early on, three scoreless innings for each. In the top of the fourth, Fernando Tatis Jr. reached on an infield single. He stole second and went to third base on a throwing error. It was Jackson Merrill at the plate.
Tatis at third, nobody out. Here's the 2-0, and Merrill hits a ground ball right side beyond the dive of Stott into right field and a base hit. Tatis trots home, and Jackson Merrill an RBI single to give the Padres an early 1-0 lead.
That's all the Padres scored in the inning. Cease would take the mound in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Padres still leading 1-0. Alec Bohm hit a leadoff single. Later in the frame, it was Max Kepler.
It is him, all that.
Yeah.
High fly ball to deep right field. Max Kepler got all of that one and gone, a two-run homer. With one swing of the bat, the Phillies have gone ahead of Dylan Cease and the Padres. It is now 2-1.
Fast forward to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Padres still trailing 2-1. Cease still on the mound. Brandon Marsh led off the fifth.
Nothing and one on Marsh with Turner and Schwarber waiting to follow. And a ball hit in the air to center field straight away and deep. Merrill's going back. He is at the wall looking up. It's going to go into the trees for Brandon Marsh. Just his third home run of the season, but the second of the night for the Phillies, and they lead now 3-1.
Trey Turner then reached on an infield single with two outs. Turner was in scoring position for Nick Castellanos.
2-2. Castellanos reaches for it, serves it out into right field. That's down to the base hit. Turner will come to score. Nice little piece of hitting by Nick Castellanos. An RBI single and a 4-1 Philly lead.
A 4-1 Phillies lead. Cease would get through six innings and allow four runs on eight hits. Christopher Sanchez was great. He has been really good this year. Gave up just the one early run in seven strong innings. Yuki Matsui replaced Cease in the bottom of the seventh inning. He got the first two outs, but then issued a two-out walk. Eduardo Nunez came in for his major league debut. After that, he gave up an RBI triple to Alec Bohm. That made it a 5-1 Phillies lead. Padres didn't score against Orion Kerkering in the eighth inning. They did not score against former Padre Matt Strom in the ninth inning. And that was that here today. Final score, the Phillies 5 and the Padres 1. Cease giving up the four runs. He took the loss, drops to 3-8 on the year. And the Padres only getting one run on six hits. Christopher Sanchez, seven innings, one run allowed on five hits as the Phillies improved to 51-36. Padres dropped to 46-40 on the season. And the Padres and Phillies split this doubleheader. Phillies win 2 out of 3 in this three-game set.